Well, and continuing Hilchos Shabbos on page 62, the next siman. All this is going through, as we were talking about Shehiyah and Hatmana. These are things that were preparations from before Shabbos. So now we're going into Reish Shamach, Dinei Hachnasat Shabbos, the laws of entering into Shabbos. But Beis Sifmin, there's two paragraphs. Siman Chabbos Sefalf, Mitzvah Lircha. It's a mitzvah to bathe. Hagasah Jamal Kol Gufa, his whole body. The Mi'efshalim, if it's not possible, Yirchitz, then he should bathe. Says the Torah. And the words in the Chabad continue. His face, his hands, and his legs bechamen with hot water. Be'erev Shabbos on Erev Shabbos. Mitzvah locha v'reisha, and it's a mitzvah to shampoo the head. L'galeicha tzipur naim be'erev Shabbos, and to cut the fingernails on Erev Shabbos. Hagos says Ramon daf lamed beis. Rehoyu sa'agas reisha gedoylis. Now, if the hairs on his head were long, mitzvah legalchan, it's a mitzvah to take a haircut. That's Ezra perkei legalchan. Says Rama further, when he cuts his fingernails, he shouldn't cut them in order. He should start with the left hand with the pinky, and with the right hand is with the finger, the index finger. Similar there. Sign for this is actually no, not the pinky by the kmitza. Kmitza is the ring finger. Similar as the behege b'smaylei, which is the fourth, second, fifth, third, and then the first finger on the left hand. Ubid da'aga, that's an easy one to remember. Bid da'aga with worry, even on the right hand. That's the bujahama sevamusa. So that's the second finger, fourth, first, third, and fifth. So that's the ring finger first on the right hand. Says Mishavur Siv Katan Aleph. We said that it's a mitzvah v'chulu to bathe before Shabbos. When they kavod have Shabbos because of the honor of Shabbos. However, it's not a full fledged obligation. A mekayim whoever fulfills it, mekabela eschar, gets reward for it. Shein mekayim whoever does not fulfill it, in and then the shalad does not get punished for it. Moyish lazar, one should be very careful. Shaliyobri al day mitzvah rechitza. One should not come through the mitzvah of bathing lachashash chol Shabbos or concern of desecrating Shabbos. I'm saying that Rabbim. Now, great sins, harbin hashalom b'zeh, many stumble on this b'mei achayiv in the winter months, because Yom Kisar went very short days. Jeshim kamata shachashaycha, they wait around until it's like literally almost dark. V'afim gom esetz marchitza b'hetan, even if he finishes his shower, his bathing, when it's permitted, gam kim mizdam in Israel, there's still a prohibition comes to him. Shepa'am hu seirik, es reisha b'seif, sometimes he combs his hair at the end. Shib melocha d'reisa, which is a biblical violation, b'shabbos on Shabbos, pulling out hairs. Gamot said also his comment, Sha'achik Markal Pulis, after all the action, Sechad Aluntis, Mamayim Shinibalbai, he squeezes out the towel from the water that's absorbing it. But Machabas is included in laundering. Commissioner Brother Commandments, Mission Base. But all the Chomisha Nogir is Hashem Baliba, it's appropriate. Whoever has the fear of Hashem that touches his heart. Lemnoyas Amizat to stop the pilgrim, there's a Schuzacham Yutelabai, and the merit of the public will be hanging on him. Begam Kadeshli, Topas Hashem Avain, mostly that he shouldn't be caught. For their sins, it's known the teaching of Chazal. Whoever has the ability to protest against the people of his family and doesn't protest, he gets snatched for the sins of his family members. We can protest against what people are doing wrong in the city, and he doesn't protest. He gets caught in the sin of the people of a city. So a person should be meicha. So there's a mitzvah lirchit to bathe. Also on the women's mitzvah bathing, and in the winter bunch, very short days, they don't have time. They should at least fulfill the mitzvah bathing with their face and their hands. For men, it's also enough for this, when they don't have time. And look at the Eli Rabba, which in Dershu, before they bring that, is mefakfik on this. It's the mitzvah to bathe the whole body. And he writes, you don't find in the Shas that's the mitzvah to wash your whole body. Just the hands in the face, that's it. If you don't have time, it's enough with washing your hands in your face. And then according to the Torah, there's a chiv to wash your whole body. The Bidin Rezek Rehel says that that's not from the Loch of Rechitza. That's like all other obligation preparing for Shabbos. And therefore, when you can't wash your whole body, so you become the commits of Rechitza, which is Rechitza upon the Yadav. Says Sivkot and Gimel. So Ramah said the words from the Torah that the mitzvah is to wash kol gufay, your whole body. Says Mishra Hain Vacham, and that's with warm water. As the Shartin Azdal says, because the proof of the Torah is from what it brought in the Gemara, Nashisi Taiva, I forgot what good is, Zubes HaMerchatz, and he holds it's going regarding Shabbos, and as the son of the Chiddush Marsham, Biagra, Stam Merchatz is from hot water. So you see that that's an Indian before Shabbos, Sivkot and Dalab. Now, if you can't do the whole body, then at least the hands, the face, and Virdaglov, and the feet. Now, it says Mishbruk, Ke'es Einogin Lezor B'zeh. Currently, the custom is not to be careful to have to wash the feet. Because the Efshad, the Dafik B'n Nisayim, maybe only in their country, Degin Lelech Yochab, they used to go barefoot. The Dark Lelech is B'mayim, they used to wash with water. Neha Obak V'Ofa, because the dust and the earth, Hashem B'n Nisayim, which is not the case in our countries. Grains of Pot, Kutzah, Prima Godin, Lebe, Zim, Del, Beish, Labram, Siv, Kut, and Aleph, Ayin, Sham, look over there, which Dershu 6 brings that there he discusses regarding the obligation of washing the feet before Shachas, and he writes, in our times, you don't have to wash the feet, because it's we usually go with shoes. Sivkot and hay. So there's the obligation of washing your body with warm water Erev Shabbos. The same thing is regarding all this on Erev Yom Tov. But if you did it on Thursday, that's not really the honor of Shabbos. Unless it's not possible to do Erev Shabbos, it's going to be a busy day. Also, then the closer to Shabbos, the better it is. So regarding getting a haircut, look, if it's not going to be feasible, then you go ahead and do it on Thursday. But definitely Sivkot and Vav. We want to do all these things of shampooing and cutting the fingernails be'erev Shabbos. Now, b'yom chamishi, so regarding cutting the nails, on Thursday, makpidin shlelita, we actually particularly not to cut the nails then. Because fingernails start to grow back on the third day when it was cut. If that's the case, ends up taking kvod Shabbos chazal says. That's not, the whole point is preparing for the honor of Shabbos. It's not honorable that it starts growing back on Shabbos. Yes, because those who rush, not to cut the fingernails of the hands and the feet on the same day. And one should not cut only on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. But it's appropriate, so you cut the toenails on Thursday, and the hands on Friday. It's a big Gemara. It's a big Gemara. Whoever burns his fingernails is a pious person. The carpenter and he buries it, tzaddik is a righteous person. Zorkan, he throws it away, rush is a wicked person. Maybe a pregnant woman is going to walk over it and cause it to miscarry. In the study hall, the law is shechicha nashi, which is not common to have women there. Or bath as is made only for men, but the lizard you're allowed to throw them. They don't have the power to damage only the place where they fell. But if he gathered them afterwards and he throws them outside, listen about them, we're not concerned with that. From here we see them chatach bebeis and welcome to shchich and noshi. The guy's cutting his fingernails, that place where women are there. Enough miyodik tzatz upon them, and some of the fingernails fall out of his hand. He should sweep that place and move it from his place. But show less somebody, we're not concerned with that anymore. Like Rabbi Kosov, he writes the efshet possible that davki kishlichi chutz lached davshin emokim. Maybe only if you throw it out of the room, that's considered a change of place. Not enough just to sweep it out of its place. Once you wash his hands after cutting his fingernails, like we said this in Simon Daud. Sivkot and Zayin. And also, if a person has long hair, there's a mitzvah, legalchan to cut his hair, betar b'misparayim, with a razor or with scissors. Batam, the reason is, kadesh leikanes l'shabbos, because you're manubal not to come to Shabbos when he's in a state of disgrace. Yes, there are places, shein megalchan, that they don't cut the hair, they don't cut the fingernails, but it's chaydish. Afil l'chol b'yom erev Shabbos, chaydish, even if it's on a Friday. He can't tibur b'na yud ha-chaz, not to cut the hair or the fingernails on a Friday. Sivkot ches. And when you're taking the fingernails, you shouldn't cut it in order, but Hashbetz Kasa Hashem Adam, like Dikibu say, he wasn't careful about this, that he didn't care about doing it in order, but initially one should be careful not to do this in order and do it out of order.
Yeah, Locha, in Dibra Maschel Mitzvah V'chulu, that's a mitzvah to wash, bathe before Shabbos, says, it sounds like in the Gemara that even some of this Terasim Nasai, they're learning towards his profession, he should stop it so he can fulfill the mitzvah of bathing with warm water before Shabbos, because the Gemara brings it with from Ribi Eloi, but by him, it doesn't mention only the fact that he washed his hands, his face, and his feet. The Meschel Kogufa, the Ramah, brings from the Torah to wash the whole body. It says, look at the Rabbi's Mefakvik in this halacha of the Torah, and it says, the Rilach appears to me that if a person cannot attain in the bath as hot water only just a little bit, better to wash his hands, his face, and his feet, because that's explicit in the Gemara. The Meschel Bechamen, Chab said it's mitzvah to wash your hands, face, and feet with warm water. Now, regarding lukewarm water, it says you have to look into this because the Gemara mentions chamin, and lukewarm is not included in that. As the Shari Torah brings later on Simon Shin Chavav regarding the Isra B'chitza B'chamin, and name of the Nebuta on Shabbos. Now, however, on that Nebuta itself, you have to look into very much, like we wrote over there, but regarding cold, for sure you're not yoytze the mitzvah. However, if after one washed himself up with cold water, he heats himself up by in a steam bath, the heat comes up by itself, that's included in mechitzah b'chamin. And the ra'i would be from what the that a person should not wash himself with cold water and warm himself up opposite a fire, comes out like he's reichiz kol gufa b'chamin. And I says, no, maybe over there it's lahachmer, and we can't use it as a leniency over here for bathing on the Arab Shabbos. The mask loch of a reish, the mitzvah to shampoo one's head, and the ba'achi quotes b'cham with warm water. Now, the truth is, it doesn't mention the pesukim b'chamin. And anything that helps to shampoo the head is enough. In times of the Gemara, they used to do it with some type of a detergent or similar types of things as burden Shabbos, Tavnun, and Mabez, and Rashi, the mask loch of a reish, look over there. Some of the deer shoes. Dirshu number one, regarding tefillah and the mikvah in Erev Shabbos, Mishmur does not mention anything over here from that at all, but in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, regarding Erev Shabbos Chazayin, he writes, whoever's rog lit for Erev Shabbos is permitted also in Erev Shabbos Chazayin, but not in hot water, as brought over there in Shaar Tzion. After the mikvah, the Yisid V'Shar Shabbat writes that he should wash his hands and his face with warm water, and Shubash Shabbat Levi discusses regarding washing yourself off after the tefillah and the mikvah. Now, when someone tabled in the hot mikvah, Pinchas Gemara says that is yetsa also the chiver v'chitzas gufa b'chamin with the hot mikvah. Now, the order that a person should prepare himself for Shabbos, the Pinchas Gemara writes, in the name of the Shlah, that first he should cut his fingernails, and then he should table, and then he should not make v'echa targum. Behetiv later on, Simrish Pehe writes in the name of the Kabbonis that after cutting the fingernails, he should do Shnai Mikvah, and then table in the mikvah. As I know over there, that he should say Shnai Mikvah, table, and that should be after Chatzais. But regarding the time of saying Shnei Mikra on Erev Shabbos, Mishmur at Rish Pehei, look into the Shari Tshuva. Dish number three, until where is the place of washing the hands and the face and the feet? Pinchas Gemara says washing the hands is up until the elbow, and the washing of the feet is up until, possibly, is up until the knee. Now, Pinchas Shlomo Zalman is that there's room to be in doubt regarding the washing of the hand if it's up until the arm, or maybe it's enough with just the palm of the hand. And also regarding the face and the feet, you have to know up until where it does one have to wash it. Dish number four. Dish number six we mentioned. Dish number seven. So the same thing is every Yom Tov, but not on Thursday, because it's not for the honor of Shabbos. According to this, Mr. Gilad's opinion is that one should not take his bath or shower on Thursday night, because it's not Samech L'Shabbos, but on Friday in the morning, since Erev Shabbos is possible to bathe, even in the morning, because it's recognized you're doing a L'Kovet Shabbos. Even those who go to the ocean or to the pool, Mr. Gilad says that they should wash with warm water before Shabbos. This is all regarding bathing and taking a haircut, but regarding laundry, that could be done on Thursday. Regarding cleaning up the house, sponge, Chenk is right, that someone that's easy for him to do it on Thursday and the house is not going to get dirty till Shabbos, then you could be lenient and wash the house, you know, do the mop the floor on Thursday. Dish number eight, someone that his fingernails are big and it's getting away from the Dosidai, and Prince Ramesh Gerald says that you're allowed to cut it even middle of the week. Now, if Yom Tov falls in the middle of the week and he already cut his fingernails Erev Yom Tov, Pinchas Gemara says that if it grew even just a little bit, it's still appropriate to go and cut it again on Erev Shabbos. Dish number nine, if you cannot cut them Erev Shabbos, for example, let's say it was Rosh Chodesh or Yom Tov, Shari Tshuva writes that you could cut it on Thursday. Dish number 10, that it's not appropriate to go ahead and cut on Thursday because it's going to start growing on Shabbos. This reason, the Shari Tzin in Sipkot Vav brings it from the Eli Rabba, according to the way it comes out of there. However, Nimim Achrein, Eli Rabba writes that another reason. Since the fingernails start to grow on the third day when it's cut, if you're going to cut on Thursday, it's going to start to grow on Shabbos, it's going to come out like as if you're causing it at the beginning, but the growth will be on Shabbos. Shibbet Levi explains that that's almost like as if you're doing like Malacha on Shabbos. He adds on, according to this reasoning, it doesn't seem to be that one should stop from cutting the hairs on Thursday because they don't grow fast. And according to this reasoning also, if he doesn't totally remove the hairs, he just makes it shorter, doesn't give a zero haircut, so then it would be permitted to do this on Thursday, because since it's Shabbos, it won't be recognizable, the growth. However, Pinchas Gemara says, according to Shitzat Taz, that also by hairs one should be makpid not to cut on Thursday. Even someone that's not cutting all the way down to the roots of his hairs, he just leaves a little from the hairs, that then it's not recognizable that the sprouting of the new hair, should not take a haircut on Thursday. Rabba adds on that according to his reasonings, that the reason for the Isra is because since the fingernails grow back before Shabbos, not covered Shabbos, all the more so you shouldn't cut it on Tuesday, on Wednesday, because on Shabbos already came out. According to this reasoning, Yisrael Kahneman and Chochani adds on that if it's not possible to cut the fingernails or to take care of it on Friday, it's better to do it on Thursday and actually not on Wednesday. Because if you're going to do it on Wednesday, then it's going to sprout and the hairs are going to be even more by the time it gets around to the Shabbos. Dish number 11, so not to cut the toenails and the fingernails on the same day. The reason the Shulchan Aruch writes is because of a concern of sakana. Because at night time, the Shulchan Aruch says the next day is considered like the same day because the night goes after the following day. The reason for this is that women, when they table for the mikvah, they cut like a tchila both hands and feet together, says the Shulchan writes, because we hold Shem and Mitzvah Le'idibarach because they're doing for a mitzvah purpose. Dish number 12, the reason why one has to be careful by the fingernails more than the toenails about cutting on Thursday. Machzor Shekel writes that fingernails are open and revealed for everyone. Maybe you have to be concerned more for Kavod Shabbos and to make their cutting closer to Shabbos than that of the toenails. Dish number 13, if someone forgotten did not cut the toenails on Thursday, Matthew Ephraim writes, but the Eved, he should cut them at the same time as the fingernails on Friday. However, regarding tefillah on every mikvum, in Tafresh Vav, he writes that if you didn't cut the toenails the day before, not to cut them together with the hands. Just rather clean out the dirt that's beneath them because of chatzitza, because they haven't been doctored by tefillah Shem Kippurim. More, Elf Lamogan over there writes that, but the Eved, you could cut the toenails that same day. Dish number 14, the reason why burning the fingernails are better than burying them, Rashi himself doesn't need the rights, because burying is a concern that might get uncovered again. Chaznish was naig to gather all his fingernails that he cut throughout the year into a wrapping, and he would burn that every Pesach with burning of the chametz. Someone who's concerned that if he's going to keep it such a long time, it's going to come to a takala, some type of stumbling block. But Mr. Gralitz says that even though he's not called a Rasha, but he's also not considered as a tzaddik. And Rabbi Yashiv had the custom to put it into a piece of paper and to burn it every single Shabbos. Now, regarding throwing it into the bathroom, Rabbi Yashiv says that that's considered like a full-fledged burial. However, it's not a chassid because it doesn't destroy it from the world. However, the disciple is that's not like a tchila because the Gemara says to burn it as a chassid. If that's the case, we see like a tchila, why don't you go ahead and burn the fingernails? Dish number 16. About washing your hands after cutting the fingernails. The reason in Siman Dal it's brought over there is because of Ruach Ra, an evil spirit. Adds on over there that therefore one has to be quick to wash his hands right after he cuts his fingernails. Also writes over there that this washing is enough to wash one time. The chiv of this Netilah, Ketzetz Shachan writes, is whether to cut his fingernails or his toenails. We're going to be asked to wash his hands when he cuts off his fingernails with his hands. The Ketzetz Shachan writes that it's the same thing as doing with a tool, and you have to wash your hands, and that's a pinchas nesh. But yeah, it's another way that if you cut off your fingernails with your teeth, only one fingernail, you don't have to wash your hands. Regarding answering amen in the middle of cutting fingernails, Shurish really writes that you can be lenient regarding this and answer amen. Dish number 17, that Rida Chassid says not to cut hair or cut fingernails on Rosh Chodesh, even if it's on Erev Shabbos. However, regarding taking a haircut on Rosh Chodesh Iyah, that's on Erev Shabbos, Mishra writes in Sim Tav Tzad Gimel that even those who have the custom not to cut their hair in Sirius Omer right away after Pesach, they're allowed to take a haircut on Erev Shabbos if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Iyah is always 2 days, and therefore you're not going to have the first day of Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. If that's the case, Erev Shabbos is the first day of Rosh Chodesh because there's a Tesefes HaSimcha on the following day of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Dish number 18, that the Arizal was not careful about the order of doing straight in the fingernails, but Mishra writes, Yish Lezol Ketchilo. Now the reason for those who are makbid not to cut their fingernails in the order, Shulchan Aruch Rab writes, because it's Kashal Shikcha, could cause someone to forget his learning. It also causes Rachman Atzlan to have to bury one's children and for poverty. That's what Chaim Yisrael brings from a brayse Machzavitri that it's kashal shikha. This halacha, Mishmur does not differentiate between fingernails and toenails. Chazanish is makbid only by his fingernails, not to cut in order, but not by his toenails. Chaim Yisrael is mendactic. That's the wording of the Darchi Mosh, which is the source of this halacha in the name of the Abraham. That doesn't mention the order of the cutting by the toenails, and that's as Ketzetz Shulchan writes also.